You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Climate Justice Taranaki has announced they are working with other climate groups to take a joint case to the Waitangi Tribunal. Their case would target the Crown and their lack of focus on targeting big polluters at the expense of vulnerable New Zealanders. This comes following Mike Smith's win at the Supreme Court, where it was found New Zealanders have a right to take big polluters like Fonterra to court for not meeting climate and environmental targets. This week for Global Issues, 95BFM's new segment focusing on human rights issues, I spoke to Climate Justice Taranaki spokesperson Tuhiao Bailey, Taranaki Te Atiawa Ngāti Mutunga, about the case. Here is that interview. Why is Climate Justice Taranaki going to the Waitangi Tribunal?
So Climate Justice Taranaki is going to the Waitangi Tribunal because the government is not cutting emissions urgently enough and equitably enough. They're letting off the big polluters to keep doing business as usual, and then they're requiring communities who are already stressed and financially struggling to do the hard work when they are the ones that are the most impacted by climate change. So, yeah, we want the government to actually put pressure on the big polluters and not on communities.
Has the Waitangi Tribunal heard cases about climate change before?
To my understanding, they haven't. There have been like several cases put to them in the last 20 years, and they've always said, no, you need to wait. There's legislation happening. There's like processes through, new bills and new legislation that's being prepared. But the many groups around the country have constantly said it's not working. We're not being properly consulted. We're not being listened to. So yeah, that's why it's all being they're all being piled together as one big claim.
Is there a link between this case and Mike Smith's case?
Yeah, totally. And it's quite fitting that they're both coming at the same time. So he's going after the big polluters, and we're going after the Crown, which is enabling the big polluters. So, the two work hand in hand. Yeah, the Crown can't rule without the money from the big polluters, and the big polluters can't do their work without the approval of the Crown. So, yeah, get them both.
What is your ideal outcome from this case?
That's a hard one. I mean, to be honest, you know, the Waitangi Tribunal cannot make the government do anything, as far as I'm aware. So this is really around education of the wider community and, you know, MPs and staff and governments of the companies to just say, you know, this is a moral imperative that you need to listen to communities, you need to understand the impacts that your actions are having on everyone, and you need to do the right thing. So, yeah, we can just hope that they so start taking climate change seriously and start shutting down these big polluters and bringing in proper legislation to control further emissions and bring our emissions urgently down.
What are the next steps from here? What would you like to see from this government?
This government's a disaster. at the moment, you know, they're trying to push through a fast-track resource consenting bill, which will allow a single person in government to decide whether we allow oil and gas permits or coal mining or massive offshore wind projects offshore Taranaki, which is crazy. One person should not be allowed to make decisions like that. And then there's also things like they're just delaying heaps of legislation, like the Adaptability Act that was supposed to come in soon, which allows for support for people who have to relocate from coastal areas, areas subject to flooding and droughts and cyclones and all those things from climate change. There's heaps of stuff we want. You know, we want the emissions trading system changed so that agriculture is properly cutting their emissions. Yeah, ban all new exploration permits for oil and gas and coal mining. Those are probably our top four.
You highlighted earlier that climate action, or the lack of climate action, is currently inequitable in its approach. Who is it who is most impacted?
Often it's rural people who are impacted by environmental effects, whether it's flooding or slash coming down and cyclones, roads being cut off, power being cut off, things like that. Also, it's the poor who don't have insurance, who don't have alternatives to housing or jobs or, you know, somewhere to go when there's a disaster. And then also, you know, like elderly, children, people with disabilities, basically people who are already struggling are the ones who are going to be the impacted the most. So we need to put their needs first, not the needs of these rich companies who just want to make money.
What is the link between this case and the Waitangi Tribunal? Why go to the Waitangi Tribunal instead of going through the normal court system like Mike Smith did?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess because this is going straight to the Crown, but under the principles of the treaty, under, you know, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which enshrined the rights of Māori to have our areas and our taonga and our communities protected. So it's really going to that core right that we have as Indigenous people to be able to live sustainably in our own territories.
And lastly, for people who want to follow along, what is the timeline for the case?
Yeah, we're not sure. The lawyers have all been gathering and meeting urgently to work out what's happening, but we kind of have to wait for the judges to announce when they're going to start the first hearings and that kind of thing. So it'll be this year, but I don't know if it's in the next few weeks or in the next few months. But yeah, we're just sort of preparing and standing by.
It upsets me so much that there's still people that we need to convince this is a real fucking thing. Real friggin' thing. The Wire.
That was Climate Justice Taranaki spokesperson Tuhiao Bailey on their case to the Waitangi Tribunal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.